my eyes to the world that shines in you. Open my eyes to the world that shines in you. Let me see you brightening the air.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. As many of you may know, this is a challenging time for light workers on Earth with so many loud voices talking. Much of the information that's coming down from the universe is very polarized in nature, with much about political dissent and social unrest. Know that we can rely on the information and the light workers to keep the spiritual focus with a spiritual work that has been given to you, and now you are giving to the people around you as you follow your destiny.
And your personal balance in your thoughts and emotions so that you can continue with your spiritual work as designated and assigned to you. BBS Radio and Let's Find Out is about giving you the strength and support to do that. We are here to provide information, to help you with your concerns, to answer questions, and to be there for you. The Let's Find Out staff and people who share with us on the show are interested in maintaining balance, caring, thoughtfulness, and healing as we proceed through these very difficult 10 years coming in the next decade. If you think that the changes around you have been exceptional, and the energies have been unusual, brace yourselves. We're coming into a new decade, and this is only the beginning of a rough 10-year period with a shift, an upshift of very dramatic and powerful and life-changing energies. This energetic force is about destruction before reconstruction, as we reach deep into our souls and find out and establish a new way of living, a change in the way of living for the better of all humans and animals and plant life on this planet. We are fighting to preserve the earth, to make changes that are positive, and to live with the balance of love, peace, and harmony. Trust that. Know that. It is deeply appreciated that you are taking the time to listen to Let's Find Out. It is also appreciated that you are taking the time to hear any of the programs on BBS Radio. We are expanding, we've come a long way, and we have overcome the impossible by saying, so what? We have to forge ahead. And now, let's get on with tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and I'm on tonight with our beloved Frank St. James. And we're into August, and Frank and I were just discussing the difference between Atlantic City, New Jersey, and Austin, Texas. It's about 20 degrees difference, and he's in comfort. You know,
well, I'm here with 80 degrees, so it's beautiful.
I got the 107. No water either. Anyway, August 12th is tomorrow, Frank, and it is the beginning of the shakeup time. We're going to have a shakeup from all the July eclipses and all the changes that we've had since mid-April. It's called shake up because the very important decisions have to be made. Do you want to stay where you are, or do you want to go in a new direction? And I have a new mantra tonight for everybody. Are you ready? If it doesn't flow, then let it go. You like that, Frank?
I love it.
If it doesn't flow, then let it go. So Saturn goes direct in September and Jupiter goes direct today. and the work begins. Now we're going to really start manifesting our desires, be it business, love, children, whatever. What's on your carpet, Frank? What's going on with you?
Well, I've been feeling, I've been watching the news and also my own feelings. I feel like a lot of things are coming out that are exposing. The venom and things that really don't pertain to the politics themselves, but more of kind of destroying the American foundation. I just, you know,
that's
you know.
We're having a lot of endings, and we're learning great lessons. So what do we have to learn from the past that you want to take into the future?
And that's the thing. That's what's going on. They're trying to destroy anything in the past that has to do with our foundation, you know, our basic foundation of America. And interesting enough, with the full moon coming in Aquarius, it's going to expose a lot in the next couple of weeks, I feel, with what's really going on. So
well,
I think there's a
good... That guy did not commit murder. I mean, did not commit suicide, that he was murdered. And I think that they're going to get into that paperwork. I see mass arrests, but I don't see it until we have that January conjunction. And then I think there's going to be mass arrests of very powerful people. I also see another high-ranking movie star having another sexual scandal. And this sexual scandal will be long, like the Weinstein scandal, and it could ruin his career. And he's very, very respected and loved. I didn't get the name, but I do know that it is a man. So we're really ending a cycle. I think some of the cycle that we're ending is where we've had our consciousness. We've had our consciousness on very low energy and base, and we are not focusing on the higher road. We're not focusing on if it doesn't flow, let it go. And we're so busy thinking of ourselves and our money and our prestige, and we're not thinking of the world and the people and what we need to do to help.
And I do think the emphasis on the individual, it's very important for the individual to take charge of their life and don't let these trends that seem to sweep people up in it and without doing some investigating about it. And, you know, a lot of my readings, I really try to get to the heart of people's problems, if they're going through a problem, or the aspects of the future for them. And I think a lot of them are very exciting. Some people are you know, struggling, and I hope that we can help them.
Well, you know, this is Elizabeth Joyce and Frank St. James on Let's Find Out, and I do want to remind everybody that this is a call-in show. We're on Station 1. And the number to call in to ask a question is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. We'd love to have your questions. Well, the true colors are going to come out about people, and I think this death is going to have everyone scrambling to stop this true news coming out. But it cannot be stopped, because this is triggering an energy that will be released, and it's going to leak truths about some very, very high people in this porn and sexual scandal. It's been ongoing for years, and it's really very horrid. People have been abused, they have been sexually violated, and I think what we're doing is we're resetting the scale over these next few years. People will not get away with it anymore. We're going to put our foot down. And I'm glad that consciousness is rising. But, you know, The same thing happened with Dr. Spock and bringing up your kids in the 60s. Everybody wanted to follow Dr. Spock, and they went overboard. And I think that there's a possibility of that happening again. It has to balance out. Don't you think, Frank?
Oh, yeah. And it's very hard to cover up. I hear that, oh, now we didn't have enough staff to check on her. I mean, they also, don't they have Chavez in that same building? Is he digging a tunnel too at the same time? Are they checking on him?
I don't think they had to dig a tunnel. I think they let the person in. But I'll say you, I do feel that it's a new time, and I do feel that they certainly did have a watch. He was in the suicide part of the jail, suicide watch. They just weren't watching, or they left the key in the door.
And they took the other person out that he was in with.
Sure.
Also, you know, so I don't believe that really that the public is going to believe what they're trying to get away with. I really don't believe we've got too many people that he can expose, and it's.
And they're all big names. But let me tell you what's going on with the universe. You know, we've got this wonderful double helix energy coming down from the middle of the galaxy, and it's been pouring on the planet. And we are at a point, it's been here since 2012, so that's a few years. And we're at a point where there has to be a closure of the old times, the 90s, the 80s, whatever, the old times, and an opening of the new. And that's what's happening over these next few months as we go into 2020. It's all been planned. So a closure is coming to the old, and a new timeline is going to be activated. And I hope everybody is ready, because it will happen whether you're ready or not.
And I think it's been excelling in the last 20 years for these big
last
changes.
Days.
You know? And yeah. I really do. I mean, I've seen a lot, not environmental things, the earth. There's been earth changes. It's still going through it. And that's going to be, you know, half the battle here is getting through the earth changes that are hitting
us. Well, we're going to have to just make sacrifices for integrity. And we are going to have to stand in our truth and our integrity. And we're going to have to leave behind, whether it's the home or whether it's material goods or whether it's relationships. I want to tell you something else, and I hope everybody's listening up. The potential energy is on hold. The potential energy, your soul's potential, your timeline, what you're here to do is on hold. It will start to be activated as you go into December. But until then, we've got to have this shakeup. We have to have significant discussions to make what happens come. And we have to give up our habits that are destructive, the habits that tear us apart and put us down. And we have to get away from the people that don't honor us. And it's awfully hard. It's awfully hard for children to do it. And that's where some of this stems from, the children, the way they're being treated and the way that they're changing the schools. Weren't you telling me that this afternoon, Frank? They're changing the schools and there's no teaching anymore.
And the other thing is with the families, and they have been in the last few years actually changing the way these kids think. Again, we're looking at not making them individually to think for themselves, but they're putting things in their head that are easily going to be manipulated by someone. So it's, you know.
I call it half-truths.
Right.
They're not doing phonetics, so they can't learn to read. They're not doing cursive writing, so they don't know how to scroll or write. They're taking away history and changing it.
Yes.
And that doesn't do anything except cause confusion. But we have two planets that are important. We have Pluto, we have Jupiter, and we have Saturn. Saturn and Pluto are the most important. Pluto is your karma, and Saturn is the planet of justice. These people that were involved with Epstein are going to be indicted in September when Saturn goes direct. It goes direct on September 19th. And justice will be served. And it'll be piecemeal because they'll uncover one and then they'll have the next one and then they'll have the next one. But I see massive arrests in January once they get to the truth.
Well, I see a lot of information coming out because Jupiter is going direct. In fact, today.
So this week is going to be an incredible week. And everybody's going to experience this energy for good or for ill. People from the past are going to come back into your life and say, your ex wants you back. That's going to happen. So be careful. Really meditate. If you've left a situation that didn't suit you, and that person comes back and tries to get you back and beg you back, and you know in your heart that you've been through this before, and you know in your heart that it isn't going to happen, and that he doesn't want to do the work. He may want you back to save money or for other reasons, but he doesn't want to do the work. You have to do all the work. And it's really, really just put your foot down and stick to your guns and let it go, because the rewards come as we go into 2020. So
go ahead.
I wanted to ask you what you think and what you see coming.
Well, I wanted to say that most people have decent intuition. Mm-hmm. And if you don't feel right about getting out of your car and going into a public place,
don't go.
And the other thing is common sense. Let's get back to common sense and really think about something that doesn't make any sense to you. Why go forward and do something because someone else is?
Because the definition of insanity is doing the same thing all the time and thinking something's going to change. And you know that doesn't work. Also, I want to talk about the weather changes, because we are going to have massive weather changes and starting this fall, because winter's going to come in very early, and we will have, in your area, Frank, snow for Thanksgiving. And I think we're going to have to make new adjustments in the fall months. We're going to have a long and cold and snowy winter and some startling earth changes ahead. Startling. Maybe earthquakes where they haven't been before. But look at the rain that's covering Asia. I had predicted that on Coast to Coast New Year's Day, that Asia would be diluted with rain. And that's what's happening. Are you sensing anything, Frank?
Yeah, and today, I don't know what country, but Europe's not prone to tornadoes. And I understand there was a major tornado over there, and I don't know what country it was. But things have been happening with the rain, with a major mudslides all over the world right now. I mean, it's just going to the extreme, you know. Even here, we've had instead of just a regular storm, thunderstorm, it's been hailing. We've been having some tornadoes here and there, and between Jersey and New York and Pennsylvania, it's and the downdrafts, which are just as destructive. It shows the deterioration a lot of what's going on and in our atmosphere too.
Tornado was in Luxembourg late Friday night. It injured 19 people, and that is unheard of in that area. And there was another one in South Poland and the North Ukraine. We have to be ready for anything, and it's so difficult these days. And, you know, is anybody ever going to shop at Walmart again? That store that is so American, and everybody thinks that it's safe. You can't not feel safe. I do everything online. I really do. I even do shoes online and figure I can try them on when they get here and return them easily. Because who in the world wants to go out and take a chance?
Well, that's interesting because that's the other thing that's been killing a lot of our major stores, going online. And now we got these crazy people going in there and just killing anybody they see. And like I said, the public places, but they're either going to have really big sales or these people are just going to make the people that have been holding back going online are going to start, you know, not worrying too much about, especially bringing their children out and never knowing.
My kids used to go out and play in the morning and they knew they had to be home for dinner. And I always knew they were safe. I never worried about anything happening to them. We have a call coming in for you, a Paris from New York. Her birthday is February 11th. Are you there, Paris?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. What did you want to ask Frank?
Well, I have a question about travel, some travel I'm going to be doing. I'm going to visit my aunt out of state, and I haven't seen her in a pretty long time. And I just want to know what you can pick up about traveling at this time anything.
Where is your aunt? Where does she live?
Chicago.
Oh, you go to Chicago. What do you think, Frank?
No, I don't feel, I feel good about that. And also, you know, you're in the fifth year of a 9-year cycle. It's called the year change. So look forward to anything that you feel that's been going on and it hasn't been working out. Get rid of it. And it's going to give you a chance to move on now.
I want to tell you something, Paris. If you can, take that boat ride around Chicago. It's really very wonderful, and you'll see a lot of beautiful buildings, and they'll explain a lot to you. Maybe you'll like Chicago. I just feel real good with your trip.
Yes,
that's
do, good. Too.
It's just that I haven't seen her in a long time, and she's older, and she's alone, and, you know, I just have a little anxiety about it.
Oh, no. Just ask her what she wants to do, and have yourself do what she wants to do. And maybe she'll want to do the boat ride with you.
She might. Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, just go along with, remember, if it doesn't flow, let it go. So say, what do you feel like today, Grandma? What you want is something that I'd like to do. Show me a little bit of Chicago, and then she'll take the lead. And that's always very exciting. And older people love to take the lead.
And then being there is just going to make her feel so good, too. So she might have some extra energy for you. Believe me.
What did you say, Sherry?
I didn't hear you.
Wait, what did you just say?
I said that just seeing you and being there is going to make her feel a lot better, and her energy might be up just enough so you can take her out and bring her to if it's a trip, you know. I don't know how much time that you can allow for that, but I'm definitely feeling she's going to be very up when you get there.
That's good. Yeah, see, that's what I was concerned for.
Chicago has that long famous mile walkway, which is all shopping. And I don't know if she's in a scooter or a wheelchair or something, but you could just really enjoy that and have some fun. I do see sunny days for you. When are you going, over Labor Day?
No, I'm actually leaving Wednesday, and I'm going by train. So.
Oh, love it. Fantastic. You're doing Amtrak? At this point, I think the Amtrak train is the safest way to travel.
I just felt like I couldn't plan ahead on an air flight, so I decided I would take the train because it would be more affordable.
You're gonna love it. You're gonna love it. I took.
I feel better for you. Actually, I feel better for you.
I do too.
More relaxed. more and you'll relaxing.
Full and you'll have a good time. So thank you for thank calling. You. Let's find out.
All right. Thank you.
So, Frank, we have to talk about the work beginning and how people have been waiting and waiting. I want to say almost since the last fall equinox of 2018, they've been waiting to get ahead with their desires and their businesses, and it's been so slow, and the whole winter was slow as mud, and now here we are in the summer coming into the fall, and people are really going to have to get busy. And I do see that there's going to be a lot of moving. There's going to be a lot of changes. I think that there will be breakups. I think that there will be new beginnings. And I think that a lot of family matters could get straightened out if you could open up communication lines. What do you think, Frank?
I see a lot of changes with the car industry. They're going to be dropping a lot of models that just aren't selling.
Yeah,
there might be a slowdown as far as that goes. And also in different products have gone so far that they can't sell anymore really to make a profit. So you're going to see a lot of things kind of disappearing for a while.
I think in about 5 years, Frank, we're going to have more electric cars than we have gasoline cars.
Wow.
They seem to really be going in that direction.
One just got caught on fire in I forget what country it was, today. So they got out in time, but, Why can't I pick up that name?
The one thing that's going to be troublesome will be the people running for president, because that's going to pick up. And we have a lot of people running, and everybody, instead of talking about the issues, is bashing each other. I wish the consciousness could rise and they start talking about Congress and what's going on and how it's run so that we can improve things.
Well, I feel kind of I talk to some people here and there, and they said they're just sick and tired of people yelling and screaming and putting this one down and that one down. I mean, they're even fighting with each other in the same parties. It is ridiculous, and people are just tired of it. They're not getting anything out of it.
You know what they could do? Here's my suggestion. I think that they should ask someone how they feel about an issue and then tell how they feel about the same issue. And I think they should be banned from saying anything negative about anybody. And then we could really go into learning some things and finding out what the agenda is for these people, because they're not telling anybody what they're doing. They're just saying, I'm better than, and they're not saying why. And it's ridiculous.
Yeah, there's nobody really specifying what their agenda is going to be. They're just yelling and see, and the humor, so-called political humor, is not funny. It really isn't.
And they've lost it. So this is Elizabeth Joyce and Frank St. James, and we're on Let's Find Out. Tonight is a call-in show. We'd love to hear from you. And the number to call is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Frank and I will be right back to answer your questions after these messages.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and now it's time for our weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of August 12th through August 18th, 2019. The Aquarius full moon is the excitement for this week. The week begins with change, and you have been feeling it coming for the last week or so, perhaps longer. The planets involved in next year's triple alignment in Capricorn in early January were as close as they were going to get this year in April of 2019. Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto have all been moving retrograde since then, which has had you feeling a little bit stuck or that you were treading water, or perhaps in a big transition between your old life and the incoming new life. Well, optimistic and expansive Jupiter started moving forward again on Saturday, August 11th, and Saturn and Pluto will follow suit at the end of September. So this is a good sign to start moving forward with your big projects. At the same time, revolutionary Uranus starts moving backwards until January. In the coming months, think of how you can set yourself free, improve your technology and skills, or open up to innovative new concepts and techniques. It all starts on Tuesday when the Sun aligns with Venus. The Sun and Venus in harmony personifies beauty together with a deep love. On Wednesday, with the Moon in friendly Aquarius, you can definitely want to get out and share with others. This energy can bring a stubbornness because it likes perfection, but wants others to do all the work. Be gracious, kind, and helpful. The Aquarius Leo full moon is on Thursday, August 15th. On one level, this is a great full moon for opening your heart and meeting new people to share your higher vision. On another level, there is an abundance of stubborn zodiac signs. Avoid my way or the highway conversations. Although this fixed energy is great for getting through any challenges you are facing, be careful not to do everything the hard way. Step back and allow others to express their ideas. You could learn something. Mix your social time with some private spiritual growth time. Take time for creative pursuits that are near and dear to your heart. Be empathetic, but do not allow yourself to get sucked into the drama of your friends, family, or the world. Friday morning is not great for clear thinking, so start your day quietly, do some meditation, and allow gaps in your schedule so you can stop and get quiet. Mercury squares Uranus, and there's a lot of nervous tension in the air. You could hear some alarming, surprising, and upsetting news. Your nerves calm down on Saturday. On Saturday night, aggressive Mars moves into hardworking Virgo until October 3rd. The downside of this energy is that because you are seeking perfection, you could get persnickety and critical. So keep a lid on it. Remember, perfection is only an idea or perception. With Love and Money Venus moving into Virgo next week, it's time to get organized and produce. Okay, then. Now it's time to look forward to the hard work ahead. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce and Frank St. James. Elizabeth Joyce has just come out with a new bright clearing formula spray. This is a sanitizing and healing spray. It's extremely powerful and great for clearing away negative energy. If you've had a sickness or a cold, it helps to clear the room, as well as areas that have had heavy activity, your exercise area, or perhaps the dining room just after dinner. It is suggested to be used generously as needed to spiritually cleanse an object. For example, if you want to upgrade your crystals, you always do that on the new moon. And you could spray it with the healing spray, this bright spray, put it in the window on a 9, a 3, a 6, or a 12, and let it sit there for 3 hours, and you'll have a new crystal that will be clear for your thoughts and input for the following month. This spray cleanses an object or space of stagnant energy, and you can use it daily in your bathroom area or any area where you feel a tightness, a cloudiness, a place of where you can't breathe well, such as cigarette smoke or odors from cooking. This spray will clear the room immediately. It's also wonderful for body workers, massage therapists, and healers, and it can be used after every client to renew and rejuvenate the room. Elizabeth Joyce's Bright Clearing Formula can be purchased at new-visions.com. or by calling 201-934-8986. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the full months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you. The Chakras in Your Body is a meditation file created by Elizabeth Joyce and Richard Shulman way back in the year of 1993. Elizabeth Joyce considers this some of the best work she's ever done. Walk the spiritual pathway by opening all of your 7 body chakras. There are 2 tracks totaling over 1 hour of information. Track A contains the information to help you understand the chakras, and track B is a 25-minute guided meditation to open your heart center. It is extremely powerful, and within 120 days, your third eye should begin to open. You can get this MP3 file on Elizabeth's website, new-visions.com. You download it, you listen on your computer or smartphone, or digital music player. Again, if you want to set up a very good and powerful meditation practice on a daily basis, the Chakras in Your Body is the MP3 file for you. It's an audio file, a guided meditation with beautiful music by Richard Shulman. Begin your meditation practice now and grow into the joy, knowledge, and inspiration that this practice will bring to you. Again, you can order it at the website, new-visions.com. Go to Spiritual Products.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com.
Station 1.
If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night
at 10 p.m. Eastern and 7 p.m. Pacific.
If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial
888-627-6008.
Again, that's
888-627-6008.
In the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Between yesterday and tomorrow, there is more, there is more than a day. Between day and
black and white. There is more, there is more than gray. Between the question and the answer, there's the silence of the sea. Between the cradle and the grave, there is the someone.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and that was the lovely Barbara Streisand with the song Between Yesterday and Tomorrow. I feel like it's almost a call to the soul. I'm on tonight with Frank St. James, and I've been trying to talk about this portal energy that we're in that began in the middle of April, actually began at the spring equinox, and it's going to take us through the end of November into the winter equinox. So the full moon is on September 14th, and that ends the portal. And beginning this week, August 12th, we're going to see what that portal has for us. The second week in August to the end of September, the universe will match the energy that you put out through the galactic center energy that has not been completed being used. So it's just right there for you. And if you put out energy to write a book, if you put out energy to make a movie, if you put out energy to increase your income, the energy from the universe will triple it. So the triggered galactic center energy was triggered by Jupiter, and then it went retrograde, and now it's coming out of it. In April, you got a snip of it. But by September 19th, when Saturn goes direct, you're going to be following the rules, or are you going to be mucking around with your life? This energy will wake you up, and it sends the appropriate energy to balance things off. And it's always very fair. Saturn and Pisces support each other. The full moon is in Pisces at that time. And therefore, the punishment that Saturn always brings, or the wake-up call, or the slap in the face, is always balanced and fair. What do you think about that, Frank?
I agree with you fully. Being a Pisces myself, and you are.
Yes.
But,
Yes, I feel a whole change moving around on an individual level. I see people actually making changes right now too.
Wonderful changes they are. So many are on a new path. Many, many are on a new path. And the ones that have chosen their new path, that have had the strength to pull away and make the difference, are going to get stronger. So I have a question for you, you listeners. Which have you chosen? Have you made that change yet? You only have a few more weeks to do it. If you went back to your old life, you will be forced to stay with that energy for the next 12 years. And this is a Saturn cycle. Failed relationships will remain failed relationships. You'll have continued stress. And why don't you just decide tonight not to accept the drama and pain? What do you think, Frank? No drama and pain.
That's a lot of our readings. That's what we try to interject all the time to have them, to help them to make those changes. And excellent time for it again. And I see people actually, a lot of my readings lately have been going, a lot of young people too. And I say young, they're up, a lot of them are up hitting that 40, that Saturn cycle, and making changes finally. And going for, actually, going for the flow, if you want to say it.
Right, sure.
And working with what the changes are instead of trying to hopefully that particular work is going to be there forever. It's not there forever. It's changing.
And wonderful. If you are in the arena of getting out and making your change, whatever it is, changing jobs, changing your belief system, changing a relationship, you're going to get great help from the universe. You will get love, and it will come back to you. When you were out of trust and you were feeling really low, you will find that there will be help that will come to you, and it will work out. You will find loving bonds, and you could even have new relationships come in. And if you can accept them, they will be very good. The new energy must meet your standards. And, of course, that means that you have to raise your consciousness, Frank, with integrity. That's a new word. I don't think anybody's heard of it lately.
Oh, yeah. And self-respect. This is the whole, I was talking to a young lady who wasn't too happy with our relationship. Mm-hmm. She was changing. She was taking some career changes, and she wanted to run her own business. I told her to concentrate on the business and stuff, and try to see if this relationship, I never tell people to leave it. I tell people what they should actually be thinking of within the relationship. If it's not going, if it's just, you know, not going anywhere, then what are you doing right now that's going to help you to make that change if you want to? Or try to spice it up, do something to get together more if it's just kind of too much of a routine for that person.
The only time I suggest leaving is if they're going to come to harm, Frank, because you know what alcohol and drugs can do. But yeah. People will not tolerate any more things being hidden or secrets or being thrown away by somebody. People just throw you away and go on to the next one, you know. If you embrace the love that's in this universe, this new energy, you will be supported. And rule and order and courage and fairness are coming in, and it's going to meet victory. There could be some compromises that have to be made, but I do feel that you will be victorious. You just have to trust the universe and go with what you feel. If you've got the knots in your stomach every time you walk into your house, then you shouldn't be walking into that house, right, Frank?
No, and I encourage them. I said, you're looking at a job change right now. You're not getting the encouragement that you need. Concentrate on the job. Once you get that, you can make changes. Get yourself a girl cave. You don't have to rely on anybody, really. And then as your energy calms down emotionally, that right person will come into your life.
And you got to remember that you have to give yourself at least 90 days after the changes that you've made for you to adapt to new areas and what you're doing. So then on October 4th, Pluto will go direct at 20 degrees Capricorn, and that's going to create a massive upheaval, and that's going to catch everybody up off guard. And of course, it depends on where it is in your chart. In my chart, it happens to be in the house of money. So that'll be interesting to see what happens on October 4th. And of course, it could be very good. It doesn't have to be lack of money. It can be gaining money. Then you will see the time and the line that you created. So you're going to see by October 4th a positive result of the changes if you dare to make them. Okay, Frank, your turn.
Yeah. Well, because we're moving, because it's moving forward in Capricorn, mm-hmm. You're going to get rid of old ways, the way you do business, and move on to new ones, new ways. And it's always that change with Pluto. Pluto's very one of the most dynamic planets for making changes and say, well, this is not working. I've been doing this for years.
And they'll give you the karma. Pluto brings you the karma. Saturn may knock you a little bit and say, okay, you better make a change, like change your tire if it's soft, you know, that type of thing. But not Pluto. Pluto brings you the karma, and it can be the karma from past lives as well as this life. Remember what I said. The littlest that you do will be triple supported by the universe. So if you decide to take a chance and make a complete change, you will begin to see after the 90 days the support coming in to help you. But if you don't, then you're going to see the negativity come in. Right, Frank?
Right. And again, if it's possible to do common sense in a relationship, it's not that easy. There's never been a book that was written about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and you got love forever. There's never been that. There's just love stories, or you know, but you know, it's very difficult. Sometimes people work it out. Sometimes they get some help. There's people out there that can help them within that. But there is the changes. The people are not. Sometimes they're not given a relationship enough chance, you know, to restart it. There was something that brought them together in the beginning, and let's see if we can go back and get some of that spark before we make a radical decision.
It does take two, but I've got a little list that might help. Just make these decisions. I am going to love myself. I am going to hold myself accountable. I am not going to tolerate abuse. I am starting a new beginning. And if it doesn't flow, I'm going to let it go.
Jesus.
You can move into a new space, but I think that those are good thoughts to stick with.
Yeah. I always, as I studied all the different categories in the psychic phenomena and the different ones, numerology and color therapy, and I always felt that if it didn't flow, it's not good for me. I'm not okay. why bother with it?
There's
it's just
reason.
You know, I can't teach it if I don't feel it.
That's right. And it's harmony. Harmony is, it's all chemistry, harmony, and airflow. It really is. And consciousness. Do you know that if we pray every day for the people that are under affliction, that that helps. It sends out positive energy, and it really does help. So personal prayer helps, as well as group prayer. And I'm going to leave you with that tonight. We have come to the end of the show. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Next week will be a teaching show, and Frank will be on at the end of the month, thank goodness. Let's see, I think on the 25th. And Frank probably will be doing the show without me because I'm going away again. So Frank and Don will be here. Don't worry about it. And now we're going to go into our wonderful meditation. And, of course, I'm going to thrill you again with this fabulous song by William Vitalis that's called Water. We're going to finish with Richard Schulman, Letting Go of the Past, very appropriate for tonight. So remember one thing, it doesn't flow, let it go. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and good night. You're going to say good night, Frank? Go ahead.
Yes, and I'm going to say positive thoughts will give me the goals I desire.
Oh, I like that. And would you please give your phone number?
My phone number is 862-684-1904.
And that's
684-1904.
Okay, great. That's how you can reach Frank for a private session. It's Elizabeth Joyce, and we've been having a great time tonight. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. Good night.
It's known by many names, the Muslim call it God, the Hindu call it Pani. The Christian call it water, but to the cloud it's all the same. Sister Water, so humble and pure, I would cry too if I was a cloud. I would cry long and I would cry loud if I could wash away the world, if I could wash away the words, if I could wash away. Same cup, it's known by many names, but to our hearts it's all the same. Oh, I can call it water, but I can also call it honey or God. Oh, but to our hearts it's all the same. Oh, it's known by many, many names, but to our hearts it's all the same. But to our hearts it's all the same. In all the world, nothing else can fill. From the same cup, we all drink from the same.
This is Elizabeth Joyce of Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our meditation. Tonight our meditation is igniting your soul or reconnecting with your blessed higher self. I invite you to simply relax and to be in the connection of your divine presence. When you do, you can remember that this moment, this life experience, is an expression of your mastery. Therefore, how could it be any better than it is? Take a deep breath and relax as the smile of the universe and all that is within it arises naturally to call you from the perception of anything that is less than that. Allow yourself to relax and connect with your beingness and to reclaim the illuminated mastery of your blessed higher self. Be ready to express and illuminate as the mind relaxes and the heart of illumination begins to open in that beautiful gold amber light. When the heart center opens and connects with the 10th chakra, the new heart center, the birth of true illumination and mastery anchors into form as you connect with who you truly are and are shown through the divine what your mission is and what you're to do next. Some people travel the path of denial. They deny the senses to discover their own mastery. But that's just one journey. As a master in form, by loving all of the senses rather than seeking to deny and destroy them, your divine nature, your true self, will anchor in unconditional love. All challenges during your experience of form are active practices of mastery. This is your destiny. This is your yoga. This is your self-ascension. To remember the truth of your divine nature as a part of the journey of your form and your soul acting through and walking through this lifetime. It's time for the moment of mastery ignition through the expansion of your senses. Relax. Take a deep breath. Breathe into the senses of appreciation and harness their gifts while discovering your mastery within them. Let's talk more and explore more our soul traveling through the senses. The sense of touch. To touch offers a feeling. Touch your skin. Touch your cheek as you receive this gift of inner connection. Take a deep breath. Touch your hands. Put them together and notice how you feel. Do you feel your skin? Do you feel your pulsing energy? Are you focused on a lump or a bump? Are you focused on dry or soft or rough? Or are you focused on experiencing the touch? Allow yourself to focus on touching. As you reach out your hand, are you the child seeking to experience touch, or are you closed to touch? What is it that you truly want to touch? What is it that you have allowed yourself to touch? Now, gently bring your hands to your heart center and touch your heart center. You may want to close your eyes and feel the touch. And as you close your eyes, allow it to ignite another sense. In this moment, experience touch. Touch the divine heart energy as the energy from the 10th chakra flows down in the amber light into the 4th chakra, your heart center. Take a deep breath. Feel. The next sense is to feel. This is beyond emotional feeling. It is the experience of touch that ignites the feeling. It is why we begin with touch. When you are cradled as a newborn, you experience touch. You experience energy. You feel as you ignite your feelings. Having experienced the touch of the soul, you ignite feelings that are outside of the density and emotional overlays. To honestly feel is to learn how to touch, and to lovingly touch is to ignite your honest feelings. When a baby cries and a stranger picks up the baby, it continues to cry. When a baby cries and the mother picks up the baby, it quiets down and snuggles into the softness of her arms. Once you ignite your feelings, you begin to see. It is through this experience that you remember, honor, and joyfully understand that vision has nothing to do with your physical eyes. To see is another sense. What is the sense of vision that allows us to see? Many of you are already aware that when you close your eyes, your greatest vision arises. As you begin with the touch of the soul and to ignite the greater depth of feelings, the freedom of true visions comes forth through your third eye. It is the limitless recognition and experience of reclaiming your mastery as one of the many gifts of your life experiences. It can take you into other realms. It can take you into other parts of the earth. It can help you with remote viewing. And it can help you to understand the heart of others around you. Then you begin to hear. This is another feeling, another sense, and this gift comes as your mastery opens and blooms. Hearing connects us with the infinite hum of the universe, with that wonderful vibration that travels through your heart. The energy of hearing sustains your divine illumination, and hearing can call forth your greatest wisdom. Because when your hearing opens, you can listen to your blessed higher self's messages, and you can call in your angels and your guides and listen to them as well. The next sense is taste. When you're on the edge of your mastery, then you taste the sweet breath of the world that you are co-creating. Relax, take a deep breath, and receive the taste of the breath. Receive the nectar of the guards. Just one taste, taste and see, and dwell in me.
Once you have tasted the breath, the recognition of that taste is fulfillment of nourishment, and it re-enters the soul as divine spaciousness ignites and you grow. You once more discover the eternal master that you are and have always been, and you are invited to ignite yourself again. It is said that the Buddha sat under the Bodhi tree for 6 months without food or water. He was tasting. He was living on the nectar of the gods. That invisible food that dwells within all of us that is so nourishing, something that we must have to continue our path of light, love, centeredness, balance, and fulfillment. Let's remember how the senses are a gift and they ignite you. And let's consider all this for a moment, because we're going to begin to stir the senses, putting them all together. Touch, feeling, seeing, hearing, and taste. In your world, touch is usually feared. There is appropriate touch and inappropriate touch. How do I touch? Who do I touch? What do I touch? And when? As you touch, there can be judgment. Was that touch okay? Should I have touched you at all? What did that touch do? What feelings came forward from that touch? Can you see the difference? It is this discernment that ignites your mastery and expands beingness and releases that which seeks to prevent expanded recognition of your divine. The mind of density, which wants to be in control, relaxes as you claim your mastery of all of the senses. When using your vision, it's controlled by the brain, and you usually see with judgment. I see this as good. I see this as not good. This I see is beautiful, and this I see is not so beautiful. When you taste without recognition of the fragrance of the breath, then you taste for taste's sake. You seek more and more taste to cover the taste of harmony. The fragrance and taste of the breath illuminate the physical body, and the enlightened physical form enjoys the taste of physical lightness. When judgment enters this experience, the senses become your judge. When the senses become your judge, the soul sits patiently waiting for you to allow it to touch you again. We are touched soul to soul through other people. When we are touched by another person's soul, there is no separateness. There is no you and me. There is only us. Are you ready to touch your soul? Can you touch your soul? When you touch your soul, you free yourself from judgment of the senses that bind you. This special touch invites you to ignite, and through the energy of your heart, the wisdom keeper of your universal mastery appears. And that's when you can sit and feel and taste and listen and hear. You are here on earth now because you are practicing mastery. With that sentence, you are being told that you are already a master. You are in the mastery school, and now you are in your expression of mastery. How do your senses experience this as a part of your gift? Take a deep breath and feel your cellular recognition as you are touching yourself or another. Celebrate your senses as you touch your soul energy from within. Feel this energy between yourself and others. See with the clarity of the universe. Hear the hum of universal life through you, and the taste of the breath and the taste of the nectar. When you feel as if you are experiencing chaos, consider how you experience it. Are you navigating chaos through the senses of the soul or the senses of density? Your world experience is conspiring to lift you into the energy of an ascended presence as you restore your sense of the soul. You now have the opportunity to practice this often if you choose. Take a deep breath. Within the recognition of the energy of the soul and of the senses, you are invited to step into your mastery without a doubt. Here, you will discover the world that has been waiting, the world that has never left you, and the world that has always been. True ascension, a new energy of light and love, with no judgment, no recrimination, only the beauty of sharing oneness and wholeness. Breathe. Breathe. And with you, feel everyone else breathe at the same time. Breathe as you touch. Breathe as you feel. Breathe as you see. Breathe as you hear. And taste the nectar. Taste the breath. This is glorious and profound. And you are truly in touch with yourself. You are in touch with others. And you have released all judgments. Celebrate that. Celebrate the removal of fear, the removal of doubt, as you walk your path to the glory and beauty of the light of freedom, the light of balance, and the light of wholeness. Take a deep breath. Meld into the sounds of Ardas, prayer beyond prayer, as you are clear of any and all reservations and hesitations.